At dusk, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they left the crowds and went out with Jesus in the boat, although other boats followed them. Soon a fierce storm broke out, and violent waves entered the boat, which began to fill with water. Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat, with his head resting on a pillow. The disciples woke him up. "Master, don't you care if we drown?" they shouted. When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, "Silence, calm down." Suddenly, the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? You still have no faith." First of all, I want to remind you of something. The fact that Jesus is in your boat and in your life does not mean that the problems will end, that the crisis will disappear, that the difficult situations will not come again. I cannot imagine a life without going through moments of crisis. It is also proven that when things seem to be fine, we can come to a time to settle down and we don't move forward. It is proven that crisis and pressures always lead us to try and live new experiences again and again. However, it is important to learn to face them, always knowing that if God is in your life, it is not to simply occupy a place and just believe, but to give him control and let him take care of it. Let God care of directing us. It does not mean sitting down and crossing our arms. It means learn to listen, to have the confidence to rest in him, and to know when the moment to make decisions will come, when the moment to stand still, and when the moment comes to start acting. In other words, when God is in our boat, we must let him take control without evading the responsibility that we have. We have a responsibility in this life. God has given you responsibilities and he wants you to fulfill them. But above all responsibility, being in control, thinking that you have to comply with something, but at the same time, being in control of everything will eventually tire you, oppress you, and make you feel like the disciples in the boat. Many of them were fishermen. And they said about the task while Jesus was sleeping. They wanted to steer the boat, but there came a time when the waves hit with great force. Even inside the boat, the water entered. Usually the water, or when we talk about oceans, we talk about those difficult circumstances. We talk about the world. Those waters symbolize all the pressures that society and this world present to us daily. And our life is that little boat in which those people are mounted. Important. We have God always there now. If he really is in your boat, because you have many important people in the boat of your life, sailing in an immense ocean called the world, called society. Call it whatever you want to call it. When the problems happen, the waves of this world, it begins to hit with force in such a way that not only you feel the blows, but you start looking at the floor of the boat and you realize that the water is already entering. You will realize that the people who you have mounted there, they will run from side to side. Their knowledge, what they are, will not be able to hold you. So I want to ask you today, who are you riding with in your boat? In addition to your husband, your wife, your children, whom you have sailing with you, and you have told them, is that I am the captain of the boat. I have control. But there will come a time when control will disappear, because you can even believe in God. And I want to give you these words. You begin to imagine them. You begin to believe in God. And I mean, I have God in my heart. But what role does not God play? But what role does God play in your life? It is another one, like your family, because you are still in control. And you say, this is the boat and it's my responsibility. And if you are in the part well, you have a responsibility, but you can never have control of everything. But if you understand that really God should not occupy a place in your heart, but really God must occupy everything, and he must guide your boat, that He has control. Then you will start to experience totally different things. The exterior will never change. Listen to me well. The pressures of life will always be there. There will always be situations that you will have to face, whether you want to or not. The waters of this world will hit your boat with force. But remember that you are not alone. Remember that God is in the boat. Jesus was in the boat. Now, the question is, why were they not calm? Because they allowed themselves to be overwhelmed by thinking that they had control of the boat. They let themselves be overwhelmed by the storm. So much so that they ran to God. They ran to Jesus. They ran to Him. Not to ask for something. They ran to Him simply to question Him. Do you not realize that we are dying? Do you not realize that we are in a tremendous problem? And it is what happens to us many times. If God is in our heart, but we approach Him only to question, Lord, if you had been there, this would never happen. Perhaps you are not with me, Lord. Why do you not allow these things? Why do you allow these things to happen against me? Unfortunately, it is the way in which we get closer to Him, but we are not confident. Trying to be in control can be an absolute risk. But when you hand it over to the Lord, you let Him take care of it. You know why? Besides Jesus being in the boat, they never know they were going to sink at that time. That was not the plan for them to die and sink. You know why? Because if you read with me in Mark 4, verse 35, look at what the first verse says. Jesus said to His disciples, "Let's cross to the other side." A word from God is enough to make you stay alive. What does that mean, Pastor? Jesus had told him, "Let's cross to the other side." Do you know what it meant? That they had to reach the other shore. If they had seized that promise, they would have understood first that God was with them, and second, that He was in control of all things, and third, He was going to take them to the destination that He had determined for them. You know what is the destination that God has for you? Life can tell you about many destinations. You can have many thoughts that the enemy sends you. And do you think that you are no longer going to achieve it? And that you have reached that point? Perhaps the situation that you are living today is hard. And I think that the only thoughts that you are going to achieve it, that is disease, is going to destroy you, can assail you. But through this audio, the Lord uses me to tell you that diseases is not for death. It is for life. The situation is not for Him to perish, but for God to be glorified. That what you are living today is not because you sin. It is a plan and a purpose of God with you. If you can understand it, you will be able to understand that He is in control and that He is in the boat. And remember the promises He made. In the beginning, when He got on that boat, He said, "I get in your boat because I am going to take you to the other side. I am going to take you to the other shore. You are going to achieve that purpose. You are going to reach that goal. While I am in control, I am going to take you to the other side." For each circumstance, God has given us a degree of faith, but not a degree of faith to take control. It's a degree of faith to believe what He told us before. When it all started, and if Jesus told them, "Let's cross on the other side," they are going to get to the other side, which is what is hindering your life today, which is what is stealing your peace today. I always admire this verse when it says that Jesus was sleeping. The dream of Jesus in the midst of the difficulties. It makes us see the magnitude that Jesus was never affected by the ocean, never was affected by the waters. And you know what I am referring to. Never the pressures of society, nor what they will say, nor the economy, nor what was happening around Him, took away His rest. because he knew he rested on. He knew who he rested on. He knew that he was not going to die in a boat. His destiny was going to die on a cross. Now, it is important that you learn to discover the destiny that God has for you, and that you let him be in control. Let God be God and never try to take that role, because at some point you will get tired and you will lose the meaning of life. Most of the disciples were fishermen, a lifetime knowing the sea. But there will always be something that will surprise you, because perhaps you will say, I have so many studies. But there will come a time when only the thought that will come to you, you don't know anything. Because true knowledge comes from God, and only he knows where to direct your life. So today, allow him to direct the boat. Believing is not only enough. You have to take the second step. Surrender control. Trust and remember that if he told you, I will take you to the other side, believe it, that he will fulfill it. Father, I thank you for your words. And thank you for what you teach us daily, Lord. Thank you because your word is light, Father. And we read this small portion in Mark chapter 4, which every time we read it, Lord, there is a new teaching. Lord, reminds us of your words. Your words are spirit, and they are life. Your promising words are fulfilled because you are the owner of everything of heaven and earth. A single word of yours is enough for everything to change and has enough power to sustain us and help us. Today I ask you, Lord, that your words are remembered. And if we find ourselves at this point of the storm, wherever it gets out of control, we can remember that you are there and that you have given us that degree of faith to trust and to know that although the waters rise to our boat, you are greater. You are inside. And when you get up and a single word from you calms the storm, when you are in control, we can dodge the storm and try to survive. And it may not happen, but when only one word from yours silences the most inclement noise. And today, Father, we need that peace. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Father. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyas. He spoke to you. He reminds you that you can follow him through social networks. You can find him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. Every day there is a word of God for you. And our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Every day there is a new devotional. There are new hour programs with Pastor. And a lot of material that you can identify for your life. Subscribe so that you can become part of these dozens of people who are connected with the Lord daily. A hug. Remember that God always arrives just on time.